Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
You do have a life, but it was just focused around the premiere of The Bachelor.
Yeah, I do get excited about The Bachelor. It's like my football season.
3 hours last night, the premiere. Kicked off at 8 o'clock. What was your highlight moment last night?
The highlight moment, I would have to say, was when he gave the first impression rose. I always like to see who The Bachelor gives the first impression rose to, because a lot of the times that's the girl at the end that gets the final rose.
Yeah.
And it also tells the viewers, The Bachelor Nation, who he's into.
This is sort of honestly, love at first sight kind of a deal, right?
Yeah, it's kind of like that, but it's so stereotypical. Like, if you were to ask me prior to the season even starting, hey, who's going to get the first impression rose?
You would have described.
She would have probably been one of the three that I would have picked.
Right.
Her name is Hannah. She's an Instagram model. She's also been in a Thomas Rhett video, a Darius Rucker video.
See,
so she's like a country music video vixen.
She's got history, though, with like celebrities.
Yes.
It's almost not fair,
right,
in a sense, right? Because she's got ins.
Would you want that? Would you want someone that's already kind of in the business?
Sure.
Or would you? Oh, because you saw a picture of her, Mark. That's the only reason why.
Sure. I didn't say yes. I just said sure. I was just being very agreeable. Yeah, she was great looking.
But
she's got an in. Like, she was in the entertainment business, or she has, like, you know, relationships with people in the business.
Right.
I feel like it's sort of not fair.
And she's got 80,000 followers on Instagram.
Right.
Basically overnight. I mean, she already had a bunch, I guess, but then she shot to superstardom. I would say she probably has 100,000 by now.
By now, I'm sure she does.
That was last night.
The producers knew what they were doing when they put her on. They made a good pick, right?
Right, because she was a good pick.
She's a good pick. What's getting a lot of action on social media is the sloth, this woman who showed up and dressed like a sloth. This was mildly obnoxious, but I will say it was something you couldn't stop watching or listening to. And here is Colton meeting the woman, and she had a sloth costume on.
Yeah, she got out of the limo.
But she acted like it, too.
She was very slow.
She was sloth.
She had a sloth little fingernails, so she came out of the limo, and they kind of latched on the side, and she kind of climbed down the door.
It was sort of creepy. Listen to the audio, and then you can get a sense of what impressions she's trying to do here as becoming a sloth.
It's a sloth.
Hi.
How's it going?
Time.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
I heard you.
Oh, my gosh.
This
is sort of brilliant because she's getting more time.
Hello.
I do, yes. Oh, boy, this is going to take forever.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, he was not feeling it.
Now,
you okay?
I'm good.
It's not good when he's like, are you okay? Like, do you have problems? Everything okay?
Yeah, and I would venture out and say, yeah, she does have problems.
Sort of brilliant, though, in the sense where she was able to get more time talking like a sloth because she has to talk so slow. So she got more time.
Yeah, but is that time that you want?
Probably not, right?
Oh, my gosh. It was so painful. I wish I could have fast-forwarded through all of the sloth thing. I wish I could have sped the sloth up to just normal human being time, because right at that moment is when Brian, my fiancé, walked in the room, and he looked at the TV. He sees that happening.
And he goes.
And then he looks at me, and I go, I don't even know what I'm watching. Don't even ask me. I cannot defend it.
All right. Those are highlights last night. Highlights, by the way, if you missed, the debut, the premiere of The Bachelor, that's what you missed.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK. Fried Nashville, 99.5 QYK.
All right, Thomas Rhett in the midst of working on his fifth album, but he still has hits coming off of his last album, 16's his latest. And Thomas Rhett's a hit machine now.
Everything he touches turns to gold.
And here's the thing. Lately, he just sings about his life, and it all works.
Because it's relatable.
Right.
Every time he does a song, and it's the more relatable it is, the bigger a hit it is.
People gravitate to it, and they say, man, you're like a real guy, Thomas,
yes,
right? Like, we like hearing about it.
He's just like us.
He talks just like us, right? No
except
difference.
Except way richer and currently skiing with his family,
and a ton
living
more
the dream.
Instagram followers.
Yeah.
All that stuff.
You know, there's a couple things.
But he talks about never being out of ideas when it comes to music.
There's a lot of cool, different inspiration that we pulled from that. And as your life changes, there's so many different ideas that you can pull from. And when you get in the studio, somehow, some way, the song gods make things fresh again for you.
See, I think it's true. Like, some people work too hard. Like, you try so hard to find that thing for you in life. But sometimes it's right in front of you. Like, it's actually the content of your life. And that's what he's saying there. Like, the song gods just come to me because I look around and it's like, that's what's going on in my life. That's what I'm going
to
sing
my
about.
My life is crazy enough. I just have to sing about it.
I totally believe that. I think that the answers to your success and stuff are usually like right next
right
to
there.
You.
Oh,
really,
I totally
they're right
agree.
There. But we're trained, like our mind is trained to like complicate things.
Absolutely.
Don't you think?
Yeah. It's like, keep it simple, stupid.
It's so true.
Said.
The simplicity is the way to go. Now, when I go to bed at night, I hope I wake up and I'm somewhat closer to being a guy like Kenny Chesney. Here's
is
one
that
of the
your
reasons.
Dream every night?
Dude, I love Kenny.
Dear Lord, may I wake up tomorrow and also be a little bit more like Kenny Chesney?
Don't I man crush on Kenny, Kevin?
You do. You love Kenny.
Love Kenny.
Is there a little bromance there?
Well, we're like the same size, so I'm not intimidated. You know, like I feel like
oh,
we're
okay.
about the same height. Like,
got
so
it.
I feel like we start off on the same
what
plane.
What is this, a boxing match?
No,
is
he, it's just
he's
like
your weight group.
I just feel like, you know, if we got to a bar and we got super hammered, we could like lean on each other, you know, and it wouldn't be weird.
Oh gosh, this is getting weird. Okay.
All right, Kenny is expanding his rum empire. This is great. Blue Chair Bay Rum, which, by the way, last year he sent us a bunch of it at the radio station.
Yes, he did.
None this year. We didn't get any this year. But he's expanding.
He probably leaned on him a little too much.
Maybe
I was like,
leaned
I'm not
in.
I think Mark got the wrong idea last time I sent him a box of rum.
I leaned into him too much. But Kenny is expanding this to spiced rum. He's
yes.
going after the spiced rum market. And he said in an Instagram video yesterday that he has been indulging in it all throughout the holidays. So.
Oh, you're so jealous. I can see it in your eyes. You just want him to send you a case.
I do man crush on Kenny a lot, don't I? God, Kenny Chesney. Congratulations, though, to Kenny Chesney expanding the rum line. Good stuff there, Kenny.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QYK. Melanie, you remember this girl. This went viral. This was a little bit jaw-dropping when it first happened, but she dipped her chicken nuggets in soda.
Yeah, this was at the U.S. Open.
The U.S. Open, and she was sitting next to, it was like her nephew.
Yeah.
And she warned him. She said, guys, this might be a little traumatic for you, but I actually dipped my nuggets in soda.
Don't judge me.
No. And everybody saw it. Everyone was like, ew, gross, disgusting, and everything. And
it
then
went viral, yeah.
It went viral. But then people started trying it, and a lot of people said this was actually pretty good.
Did you try it? I did not try it.
I think I did try it, but I think I did it with a root beer or something like that.
I've dipped a French fry into soda before, but it didn't do anything for me. I didn't really get it.
Well, there's a video out now, and there's a song. Like, she's taking this next level.
Of course
she's taking
she
advantage.
Has.
Listen to this.
It's the only way to eat your fried chicken. When I dip, you dip, we dip.
No.
Now watch me dip, sip, whip, rip, dip, sip.
All things considered, this is pretty good.
I mean, pretty good.
The hook.
You've got low standards.
Oh. Well, think of what she started this out with.
Yeah.
It was dipping chicken in soda. I mean,
it's oddly catchy.
What's the weirdest food that you pair with each other?
So I don't know if it's that weird, but I always get kind of looks. I drink tons of water with ice cream. So I...
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I will almost have more water than I do ice cream.
I feel like water's the anti-ice cream. Like, that's
know,
what
so,
waters it down and feel... You can just, like, you can't enjoy
to
it.
To me, ice cream is just too strong. I don't know. It's too strong of a flavor. So I just, like, I chug
ice cream
water.
Is too strong?
I swear to you, I was lactose intolerant when I was little, so it always hurt my stomach. So I think that for some reason, drinking water with it made my stomach hurt less.
That's
and
really
now,
weird.
Now I love ice cream.
I feel
and
like
water.
You're just wasting your money. Like you're just watering down the ice cream. You're just wasting your
probably.
Money.
Probably.
Yeah.
I probably am. People think it's weird.
800-992-1099. Call us now. What's that weird food combo you got that people are like, what are you doing?
Do you have one?
Yeah. I know this is an East Coast thing, but I dip French fries in vinegar and it's really good.
That's actually
but
is
I grew
it
up,
an East Coast thing, or is that a... I think that's a European thing.
No, that's an East Coast... No.
Well,
I've never been to Europe. I wouldn't have... Trust me.
But the ketchup over there has more vinegar in it, and it's really good.
See, I think it's a sin to dip French fries in ketchup. A sin.
Oh, get out of here.
No.
It's so good.
I grew up outside of Washington, D.C., and I'm telling you, the thing is vinegar. I will say, too, I also put Old Bay seasoning in my beer when it's around. And
really?
People think that... Some people put salt in their beer. But I do like Old Bay and I stir it a little bit.
I've never done either of those.
Yeah.
So it just adds a little spice
just
to your
beer. Just adds like a little kick. Yeah, it's just like a little kick. 800-992-1099. What's that weird food pairing that people are just like, man, really?
It's the only way to eat your fried chicken. When I dip, you dip, we dip.
Now
watch me dip, sip, whip, drip, dip, sip.
say.
This is really good the more I listen to it.
Okay, now it's really good.
No, it's really good.
It's not really good.
And by
it's
the way,
kind of okay.
Sort of craving like chicken and cola, well, like that flavor.
Take the chicken with the left and the cola dip, on the right. Dip.
We'll get you your calls and texts on the way. Weird food pairings. It's 99.5 QIK. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. All right, weird food pairings. What are foods that you put together and people are just like, oh, yes. This all started
that, what are they like?
It all started.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing? I don't even know.
The lady at the U.S. Open, she dipped her chicken tenders in Coke.
Yes.
Right? And yes. People went crazy. Now she's got a video out. It's actually, I really like the video, to be honest with you. I think it's great.
Because she's good looking.
No. But I think, like, it's creative the way she was, like, dip. Like, just the way she did it. I think it was pretty good.
The song is really catchy, but also I kind of want to say, okay, you're 5 minutes of fame is up. Now you have a music video?
Yeah, I mean, I get it. She's reaching, but it's still
she's stretching.
Did a pretty good job.
She unveiled her own cola dip now that
I know.
You can buy.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, she's extending it for what she can do. I mean, I give her credit.
Yeah, I do have to. I have to applaud her for that.
800-992-1099. What are some of your weird food pairings? Let's put it like this. I couldn't make a video based on my weird food pairings.
No.
Or a rap, so I give her credit for that.
Me either.
Let's get to Jason. What do you got, Jason?
Hey, I got a food combo for you. Have you ever had Doritos and cottage cheese?
Ooh.
No, but I like both of those separately. Ooh. Are you telling
I'm
me
telling
that it's
you,
good?
I learned it from some drunk guys, and I tried it.
Of course. Of course.
I
because
learned it from some drunk guys, yeah.
No sober story ever started with, well, you know, I took my Doritos and I dipped them in some cottage cheese.
I was having a salad one time, you know. No, seriously, but it only, I've noticed, like, it's the nacho cheesier Doritos. If you get those Cool Ranch ones, it's not the same.
So so the cottage cheese acts as like a dip, right? Like you're almost like,
absolutely.
That's like your salsa?
Yep. Yeah,
you
man,
take the Dorito
it.
With your left and the cottage with your right, then you dip.
God, I hate the, you know what it is? It's the texture of cottage cheese. I just can't get into that lumpy, creamy.
Ooh, I like it. I like the small curd, though. I don't like the big chunks. I like the little ones.
And hey, Jason, you said this is like your drunk go-to? Like when you drink, you eat this?
Yeah, it's pretty good, actually. Doritos and cottage cheese, and I've introduced quite a few people to it.
Then I'm thinking of, like, the aftermath of that, like, if you drink too much, and, like, what that's, I can't do it, dude.
Well, I don't drink that much to start with.
Okay.
So, you know.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm down. I want to try it. I would do it.
I'm down.
I would.
On your lunch break, go to the store and get it. I'm telling you, you might like it.
Okay. You might have started a new little addiction over here.
Jason, good job, buddy.
All
thanks,
right.
Man. Appreciate
thanks, Jason.
It.
Yep. See
ya. Let's talk to Ashley. Hey, Ashley.
Hi.
Welcome.
Hey.
How are you?
I like to put pickles on my grilled cheese and then dip the grilled cheese in ranch dressing.
Oh, my gosh. A, I love pickles. B, ranch dressing. Yes.
That's pretty good.
It actually sounds
pretty
works. Yeah.
Question, were you under the influence of anything when you decided to create this combination?
No, actually, Steak and Shake did it on accident because I had asked for pickles on my side of my grilled cheese because I love pickles. And they accidentally put it on my grilled cheese.
Ooh.
And so now I make it myself, and then I go to Steak and Shake, and they ask me if I'm pregnant.
That's so true.
Like,
it's like, I've heard that before, like when fast food restaurants mess up, but the mess up works in your favor, where you're like, this is actually really, really good. I had Taco Bell one day, and they put chicken all over a Nachos Bel Grande. You're not supposed to have that. It's just supposed to be the beef.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, this chicken Bel Grande is the bomb. And they're like, oh, that's not on the menu. That was
Oopsies.
A mistake. I'm like, all day with that mistake, though.
Yeah.
Like, it was awesome.
Sometimes
so
the
funny.
Best things happen.
That's what I'm saying.
An
yeah.
Accident. I want to. Okay. This doesn't sound bad. I was expecting some really disgusting
no, so
phone
far,
calls. But I'm like, you know, I don't know if it's just because I haven't had breakfast yet or what.
Yeah.
But this sounds good.
So far, feeling pretty good.
It
Ashley,
has to be the sliced pickles, though, not like the thick ones.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's got to be those fast food
specific.
Sliced. Yeah,
okay.
I hear you.
Yeah.
Cool.
Thank you, Ashley.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. All right, so we're talking about these weird food pairings because this girl had to dip her chicken nuggets in a Coke at the U.S. Open, and everybody went crazy about it. And then she's like, maybe I can make some money on this, so I'll make a song about it.
Yeah, because that happened almost a year ago, maybe 6 months ago.
I think it was close to a year ago, yeah.
And now it's just prolonged into this whole career for her.
So I guess there was an untapped market where she could take advantage of this, make a video, and do like a little rap. Here it is.
It's the only way to eat your fried chicken. When I dip, you dip, we dip. Now watch me dip, sip, whip, drip.
drip.
You're lying if you don't think it's catchy, though. You're lying. Right here, yeah.
Why am I dancing? Why?
All day. We're going to get texts all day. People are going to be like, thanks for that dip song, because all I've been doing is dip, 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 dip. Look at you dancing now, see?
There is a little catchy.
So she's extending the brand of dipping chicken into Coke. And obviously,
she unveiled a cola dip now that you can buy.
That's what I'm saying, dude. Like, she's there was an untapped market for this, so good for her. So we're talking to people about what are those weird food pairings? Like, what are things you do? And people's like, well, how? Why? Really?
Yeah.
Seriously? Let's get to Dawn. Welcome to the show, Dawn.
Dip my French fries into milkshakes. It can be any kind of milkshake. I mean, I started working as a teenager at McDonald's, and it was one of those things where the French fries kind of fell into the milkshake, and that was it.
Yeah, I feel like Wendy's, like, they have so dominated that market, right?
The Frosty.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to get McDonald's French fries. I'll go out of my way for McDonald's French fries.
Yeah, their fries are really good.
Mm, the salt on those fries.
What flavor do you milkshake, like, do you dip in? Because, like, a lot of the Frosties are always chocolate, but do you do any other flavors?
Strawberry.
Yeah, see, I don't know if I could do that. That's tough for me.
It's so good.
That sounds like a stomachache.
It's so good. That sweet, that salty, it is just delicious together.
Because what I'm doing now is, like, I'm trying to imagine, like, putting strawberries on top of a baked potato, which is, like, the same thing that you're doing, and it doesn't work.
Yeah,
you know, I don't know why, like, it doesn't
it
work.
It sounds really weird.
I know.
It does.
All right, I got to think on that.
I just like my French fries with more French fries.
And more salt. Just
yeah,
salt.
Just more,
you have more salt.
More French fries.
Cold
more
beer.
Ketchup.
Yeah. All right, Don, thank you. Appreciate
it. You're welcome. Have a great day, guys.
Hey, BJ.
When I was in college, and I got peanut butter with lettuce and mayonnaise.
Oh.
And it was actually pretty good.
Oh, no. Dude.
Peanut butter and mayonnaise?
Well, you didn't have a problem with the lettuce? Well, the lettuce was cool with the peanut butter, but the mayonnaise was a deal breaker?
It's,
no.
It's all kind of a
it's
hot
all
mess.
Bad.
I don't know. And you're saying it wasn't
well,
that
when
bad.
When you're hungry, it was pretty good.
Yeah, I just hate mayonnaise in general, so I'm trying to, that doesn't work for me all day. But then I got a color issue, too, with, like, the peanut butter and then the creamy white and then green lettuce.
There's too many creamy situations.
No.
Nope. Even thinking about it. Gross.
BJ, sorry. We can't.
No alcohol was involved.
We can't. That'll be, like, your unique thing. Trust me.
Yep, you can own
you
that
can
one.
Own that.
Yep, that's
you
all you.
You guys have a good day.
You too.
Take care.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. All right, so listen, we're in the 2019. It's January the 8th. People are thinking about tax refunds, right? It's the time of the year.
Absolutely. Are you one of those people that gets it done right away so
Boom.
You can get that money back?
Boom.
Or are you waiting, filing an extension?
Sort of a dumb question is, I have 5 kids. So it's kind of like my version of Vegas of like hitting the...
Ching, 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 ching. So as soon as it's tax season, you're getting your stuff done.
Of course.
Signed, sealed, delivered.
Absolutely.
You're waiting for that payday.
I'll tell you this crazy, crazy short story. So my second youngest son, Trey, right, he was our fourth, and he was born on New Year's Eve. So the doctors come to us at about 11:45. This is on December 30th. And they're like, well, we should probably get him out. He's been in labor a while, but we could hold off, and he could be the first baby of whatever the year was, right?
Yeah, you always, whatever the year was.
I can't remember. So many kids, I can't remember.
Kids, like,
right? It's 2014, anyway.
You always see them on the news, though. They always say, this is the new year, baby.
No, so I look at the doctor, and I'm like, all right, so I'm the first one of the new year. This is up in D.C. He's like, what do I get? And they're like, well, you get your name in the paper, and you get a coffee mug. And I'm like, name the paper coffee mug or full tax credit for this year for only being alive for 5 minutes.
Terrible.
I was like, get him out of there.
You are
get
terrible.
Him out. Get him
oh my
out.
Gosh.
They got him out.
Your poor wife.
No. She was ready.
She wanted,
trust
okay.
me.
She
yeah.
Wanted Trey
she was
out
hours
of, there.
Of like.
She was, the eviction notice had already been posted.
Oh, the epidural was wearing off. She was like, get him out. I was like, hold on. We got to negotiate.
Get him out and give me my tax refund.
I'm sitting there negotiating, like trying to see what I can get one or the other. But yeah, full tax refund.
A mug? So. Come on, step up your
a
game.
A mug and
come
a name in the paper? I'm like, get out of here. So anyway, but it was cool. Everyone was healthy and happy. And, you
that's,
know,
that's what matters. And you got your refund.
Got some extra money in the pocket. Yeah, it's all good. So a lot of people are concerned about, like, what was going to happen with the refunds with the government shutdown. So here's the deal. Everyone's still going to get their refunds, but it's going to take a little bit longer than normal. Yep. This is the official word.
I feel like you were
going to say that. Yeah. But so this is even more, though. But I think this is good that we're talking about it because this is more of a reason now to, like, get on it quicker.
Right. Don't be a procrastinator.
Y'all who, you know, wait till, like, April 15th is the deadline.
Yes.
You won't even get them until after 4th of July if you wait that long. So you got to get on it quick.
Yeah. So if you want your money before vacation time over the summer,
get on it.
You've got to go ahead and get your taxes
done. And we'll keep reminding you. Think of us as, like, your financial advisors. We'll keep reminding you as taxes.
You do not want my financial advice.
Just go with it.
I'll tell you that right now.
Melanie, you ruined it. People are like, wow, they're really cool. They're, like, advising us on our finances. You're like, no, you don't want that.
No, I spend way too much at Target and Home Goods. You don't want my advice.
Just do your refund ASAP.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 GYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. Welcome to the show. All right, so it's Girl Scout cookie season, right?
It is.
If you haven't figured that out yet, next time you go to the grocery store, you'll be reminded because, you know, Girl Scouts will be out there in front, like, trying to get you to buy cookies. This is the first year that I have a daughter who's selling Girl Scout cookies. Charlie, my 8-year-old daughter, she just turned 8.
So is she a brownie?
She's a brownie.
Okay.
And she's really, like, Charlie's really entrepreneurial. Like, she studies and everything, but she's always thinking about other ideas. And so when she was kind of put in this position where you had to sell cookies, she immediately was, like, trying to think of all these different, like,
aspects. She was getting creative.
Yeah, like, how can I sell the most cookies? Like, what can I do to actually get people to buy my cookies? And so I've been kind of working with her back and forth on the spiel, the pitch.
Her little elevator pitch to get these boxes sold.
And she's done a really good job. I think she's sold, like, 55 boxes in the last couple of days.
What?
Yeah.
55 boxes? Didn't they start just this week?
Yeah, I think she started on Saturday,
Mark,
Friday.
That's a lot. I'm impressed.
She's doing really, really, really good. Here's her little spiel. Here, we'll put this to the Shark Tank music. But I don't think she's very intimidating. But you can listen for yourself. This is Charlie, and I recorded her pitch for Girl Scout cookies.
Hey, my name is Charlie. I am a brownie Girl Scout. I'm selling Girl Scout cookies. I will collect the payment when they arrive in February. If you're interested, a couple of my favorites are the S'mores, Do-Si-Dos, and Samoas. The price of one box is about the same as a Starbucks drink. Come on, how could you possibly say no?
How could you possibly say no? And that's what she says at the doorstep.
How could you possibly say no? If she said that to me, I'd be like, here's my money.
On one little loop, she was 5 of 6.
Oh, she was every person that she went to. So 5 out of 6 people bought a box.
5 out of 6 on one loop in the neighborhood. She did really good.
Are the average people buying more than one box?
I would say yes.
Okay, so a couple boxes.
Two boxes seem to be kind of like the norm. Like, people buy 2 boxes.
How could you not? She said it's so cute. When she compared it to Starbucks, that was smart.
That was
a very
good
move on her part.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty good.
You're already spending this money anyway, but now it's going to a good cause, and you get cookies.
Melanie,
win-win.
You were a Girl Scout.
I was.
You sold cookies year after year.
Yes, I'm still salty about it.
Why?
Because I worked really, really hard to sell all of these Girl Scout cookies. I went to work with my stepdad. He worked at Tradewind, so the hotel out on
St. Pete Beach.
Yeah. So I go into all the different offices of everybody. I take the cookie orders. We had a whole system. And when the cookies would come in, I had to package them up. I mean, they did not help me. I was an entrepreneur, but I was so low in this. They're like, if you want to do this, you've got to deliver the cookies. So I package them up, put people's names on them, go deliver them all out at Tradewinds. And then come to find out, I was the top cookie seller that year until the cookie mom realized that her daughter wasn't going to be the top seller and bought one more box more than me so that her daughter could be.
So your thought is, like,
seller.
The other mom kind of gamed the system. She buys the last box.
It's crap.
To go.
What do you mean?
You lost.
It's illegal.
What?
I mean, not really, but I feel like it could be.
I want you to go back, find your inner Girl Scout right now and give us, like, a 15 to 20 second pitch. Knowing what you know now for all
Girl
Scouts.
This is so much pressure.
It's a lot of pressure, and you didn't know we were going to do this. You're walking through the doors of Shark Tank.
Okay, I think I would go the sob story route.
Okay, go ahead. Do the whole thing.
Okay. I know that the price of our cookies have gone up this year, as they do every single year. And if we don't reach our goal, we're not going to be able to go to Girl Scout camp. And you know what happens to girls that don't go to Girl Scout camp. Bad things.
Whoa!
And you don't want me to be a bad little girl, do you?
What?
So buy these boxes.
See, I think you should have ended it right there. You know what happens? Bad things.
Bad things.
I'm going to be a bad little girl.
It's the gateway drug. If you don't buy these cookies, then, you know, it's going to happen.
I really like that because you used fear, the element of fear of, yeah, like, the lifeline that... By them purchasing one box that could save you from turning to bad things.
Yeah.
Who knows what that could have been?
Exactly. Next thing you know, I'm a bikini model on The Bachelor.
Right. You're an Instagram influencer.
Yeah,
you're like an Instagram model, and no one really knows what that means.
It's a slippery slope. So just buy the Samoas, a couple boxes of trefoils, and just save me from a life of embarrassment and in jail.
All right. Here's what we jail. Here's what we want to do. We want to find, like, who could do the best Girl Scout pitch. Okay, so if you have a daughter now, or if you know someone that has a daughter, call us, 800-992-1099. We're going to give up, we'll do like 10 or 15 seconds of airtime.
Yeah.
And we want to find the best Girl Scout pitch in Tampa Bay. And what we'll do is when we finally get a winner, we'll do this over the next few days. When we get a winner, we will promote where you're selling cookies, and we'll ask the entire audience to go and buy cookies from you.
Yes, we will send so much traffic your way.
Yeah, it really, here's the thing, it really does mean a lot. Like, I got to tell you, as a dad, like, it's fun watching my daughter, like, get excited about this. You know, because this is real life stuff.
It's fun,
yeah. It's so much fun, and they take ownership of it, and it's really cool.
Until the cookie mom outsells you one box.
Hey, that's part of it. The rules of the game. If you know the rules of the game, you can win the game.
That's so shiesty.
Part of the deal.
I wonder if they're still like that.
Yeah. Call us now. We'll get your Girl Scout cookie pitches on the way. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melody, 99.5 QIK. We're talking about Girl Scout cookies. My daughter, Charlie, my oldest daughter, Charlie, she's first year in Brownies, so she's doing Girl Scout cookie sales, doing really good. She's, like, really dominating.
50-something boxes?
50-some boxes
so far.
It's only
been a couple days.
Yeah, she's super excited. So we've been working on the pitches, like, how do you sell the cookies? Like, what should you say and things like
that. I love that you're coaching her.
Yeah, but you know what's funny? It's like, I'm learning a lot, too. Like, even how kids, because I'll come up with ideas, and she'll be like, no, you don't want to do it that way. And I'm like, why? And she's like, because you don't want them to think they're actually having to spend their money. I was like, but they are. And she goes, no, but you don't want them to think that. And I'm like, okay.
You want to trick them into just wanting to give you the money.
Yeah. Here's another thing, and I think this is new this year. Maybe it was last year, but now you can pay, like, COD. Like, you can pay when the cookies are delivered. That's something new that they're doing. Girl Scouts.
Right. Okay. Well, when you put your order in, usually you wouldn't pay until the cookies
till they're delivered.
Get there.
Yeah.
But if you go to outside of Publix or something like that, obviously you pay on the spot.
Then you pay on the spot. Yeah. Yeah. So they're hammering a couple of new points home. And I found some other pitches. And here's what we want to do this week. We want to find the best Girl Scout pitch in Tampa Bay. Okay. And then we are going to we're going to promote you. And
yes.
Where you're going to be, and we're just going to basically endorse you and say that people should buy cookies from you.
Advertise your cookie
sales
spot.
Like we are pulling for you. So all this week, and if you have friends that that their kids are selling Girl Scout cookies, send them a Facebook message or text them.
Yeah.
And get a hold of us, and we'll be doing this all week because we want to get kids on the air, and we want to find the best Girl Scout cookie pitch in Tampa Bay so we can promote you. And I want you to, like, break, like, tons of records. Like, tons of records for Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah, let's just get a whole mob out there.
Yes, yes. You know, it's like all that good energy and everything.
You get some cookies. We'll be like Oprah.
Oprah, the whole thing. Here's some other pitches I found online of people recording their kids and their Girl Scout cookie pitches.
Hi, my name's Dakota. I'm a Girl Scout. We like to buy some delicious Girl Scout cookies. They're only $4.
I love that at the end. They're only $4.
See, that's smart how she said only, because only sounds a lot better than we raise the price.
Right. Yeah, that's okay.
It's only $4.
It's almost like you're still getting a deal.
Yeah.
Some people have made songs. I think this is great. This guy maybe should be up for Father of the Year. He did this last year. Him and his daughter produced a song, kind of like a rap. It's like got that R&B vibe about buying cookies. Him and his daughter.
Samoas.
Oh, those are the best.
Coconut cookies with caramel.
She's in the background.
You wanna now, cause they're gonna sell. I promise you'll be worth your time.
I'm thinking like old school, like Keith Sweat. You know what I mean?
I think that's before my time, but yeah.
If you want them, you can have.
love that he took the time. He can't sing.
Something about a dad selling Girl Scout cookies with his daughters. My ovaries, I'm just like, oh my gosh, this is the cutest thing.
Really?
It is so cute.
Really is. And
take my money. Sure. It's only $4.
They're sitting in the car. You could tell he's so uncomfortable, but his daughter had this huge smile ear to ear, and they're holding the cookies and everything, and I'm like, way to go. Here's some more pitches.
Hi, everybody. I'm so excited to see you. We're going to buy Girl Scout cookies for the
Now, listen to what she said. This is brilliant.
We're going to buy Girl Scout cookies for Boo.
She didn't say, I'm going to sell you Girl Scout cookies. She says, we're going to buy Girl Scout cookies.
Oh, you're right.
In the sales world, that's called setting the table, right? You're just sitting there, and this is the rules of the game.
Yep.
We're going to buy Girl Scout cookies, everybody.
Sell them for the first time.
Would you like to buy cookies? Please, 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 please.
Please.
They're really delicious.
I would be happy to sell you so much for your support.
Maya, I would be happy to sell you some. Straight out the gate, she goes, we're buying Girl Scout cookies.
When I first heard that, I said, this is brilliant.
You got to pass that along to Charlie.
I know, Charlie. Here, just tell them what they're going to do.
Change up the tactic.
Yeah, no more questions. Boxes. Just say, hi, we're here to buy cookies.
Yes.
And money just flies out of their pocket. I love it.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie. 99.5 QYK. Patty G just jumped in the studio here. Patty G is like our undercover traffic investigative reporter.
Traffic ninja.
Man.
He just hops on in here super fast if there's something going on.
All right, so it is a kind of a nightmare scenario this morning. What bridge did he say? He just showed me
on Howard Franklin, northbound, going into Tampa.
Into Tampa, and that's a nightmare scenario today with kids just jumping back into school from the long holiday break.
There's so much traffic, and I've heard that over the Gandy and then the Courtney Campbell as well, that's starting to back up because everybody can't take the Howard Franklin. So if you're in traffic, that's what's going on.
That's heading into Tampa. That's heading
northbound.
Into Tampa, northbound this morning. So heads up for that. All right. Right before we played Kenny, we told you about Melanie. She's freshly engaged.
Yeah, about 2 months.
Yeah. And so it's your fiance, Brian, and you guys were planning for a 2019 wedding.
Yes, that is the plan. We still have yet to pick an exact date,
but
still haven't found a venue.
Right. So when people hear that, it's like, well, wait, we're already in 2019.
I can't believe we're already in the year.
You're missing like a lot of big pieces.
Mm-hmm.
So you had thrown out just here in the studio. You're like, you know, eloping isn't off the table.
Yeah, we're thinking about eloping and I am really leaning towards it. I think it just sounds really romantic. Just the two of you. Because it's easy to get distracted by all the other hoopla that surrounds a wedding. A
lot of drama because everyone's got an opinion, right? And then
you feel like
you have to almost cater to your guests more than you and your fiance.
It becomes not about you and the love and the vow that you're taking together for the rest of your life. It becomes about everybody else and whether they want fish or steak for dinner. And you just lose sight of what it's really all about. And we both like the idea of just eloping, the two of us, nobody else there except for whoever's being, you know, officiating it.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, just having a big old party.
So my wife and I, we eloped, but she was already pregnant with our second.
Which I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, it was just kind of thing. It was like, you're already pregnant with Charlie.
Let's just do the damn thing.
Yeah. Well, because first off, the stress of kids, right? And like, you know, so that was kind of stressful. And then the stress of a wedding, we just felt like, you know, let's just do our own little thing and enjoy it and just stay stress-free. But I was talking to somebody here on the radio station. This was like 6 months ago. And she says, yeah, she was planning a wedding. And she goes, I have wedding brain. And I was like, I've never heard of that before. I heard of
like baby brain.
Baby brain.
Right.
Where, you know, you're pregnant and then all the hormones and everything. She's like, oh, no, but wedding brain's a real thing. Like, you start going certifiably nuts. Because
I don't want that to happen.
I know. And then the more I thought about it, I said, you know, maybe that's the way couples should do it, is like just elope and then throw this awesome party for all your friends. But yet that moment was just about you and your fiance.
Even throwing the party, though, is I can see how that's going to be stressful.
Maybe a little bit, but it's less formalities.
Right.
You're right.
And if something doesn't go right during the ceremony or whatever, it doesn't matter.
Everybody's not even drunk the same day. Anyway.
It's just drunk. Yeah, it's casual fun.
What does your fiance think?
He loves the idea. He is the one who was all about it.
So, yeah, if he likes it and you're leaning towards it, I think guess what you should do? We looked up celebrities that have eloped. Because I'm just trying to figure out, like, you know, you hear people that do it, but I don't know that it's still like a, it's not a totally common.
Besides you, I don't know of any immediate people that have eloped.
I bet you do, though, because I found out later.
Actually, my friend Holly did, and she suggested
but
it.
But people are embarrassed by it for some reason. I don't know why. There's that stigma.
Really?
Yeah. I have friends that are, like, I didn't find out till later in life, and they were like, yeah, well, we were embarrassed. I'm like, well, why were you embarrassed?
Oh, I wouldn't be embarrassed.
I wouldn't be embarrassed. Kristen Bell, Dax Shepard.
Okay.
Eloped.
They just went to the courthouse. I remember that.
Yeah. Mila Kunis, Ashton Kutcher.
I did not know that.
This one shocked me. Tom Brady and Giselle, quarterback of the Patriots. I had no idea. I had no idea. She's a supermodel.
That's what I thought, too. If
right.
you are a supermodel and
don't
you're
you
going
to have a big
yeah.
ceremony?
If you're going to look phenomenal in any and every dress that you put on, why wouldn't you want the big thing?
Kelly Ripa, Mark Consuelos. Eloped.
That's a good-looking couple. Gosh, these are all good-looking couples.
Megan Fox and Brian Austin Green never had a wedding. They eloped.
Yeah, but then they also filed for divorce and then called it off.
Well,
I don't know if they're the best example.
Well, all right. Kelly Clarkson and her husband. Nobody knows who he is.
Brandon Blackstock.
Yeah. They eloped as well. And she's a huge star.
Isn't that Reba McEntire's son or something?
Stepson.
I was almost said nephew's stepson. That's
Thank
right.
Thank you. Yep. I knew there was some family tie there.
So all those celebrity couples said, forget it. We don't want the stress. We don't want the drama. Tom Brady shocks me just because he's a massive star. And then his wife is a supermodel. Like, I just am shocked that they did that.
Do you think he walked down the aisle in his Uggs?
Oh, I hope not. I hope he didn't dance. The video of him dancing is even worse, too.
So awkward. And that video where he kisses his son for
forever,
too.
Yes, everyone's upset about that.
Who did he kiss longer, Giselle or his son?
I hope Giselle, but I think you're in good company here, though, with elopements. If you're going to go down that road,
I think you're in pretty good company.
I think
it's going to be really romantic. That's why I'm leaning towards it. Of course, I'll miss having my girlfriends there getting ready before. I know my mom's going to be super disappointed.
Sure, but you can have the big party. You can do all that. All right, listen, here's the thing. Melanie's going to be all over the text line for the next few minutes. She's going to be reading your updates and your ideas about eloping.
Yeah, have you eloped? I want to hear from people's own experiences. Did you elope? Was your family mad about it? Do you regret it? Do you wish you had a big wedding? Or on the flip side, did you have a big wedding? You wish you would have eloped?
800-992-1099. She's checking the text right now. Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. That is really interesting. So last week, Melanie's talking about, hey, you know, I just got engaged and we're going to get married this year, 2019.
Yeah, this is the year.
But there's still like some intricate pieces that you don't have, like a venue.
A date. You know.
Important stuff.
The major things.
So then you were like, hey, I'm really thinking about maybe going the eloping route because more people do it these days. I don't know if people talk about it, but we're talking about the celebrity list that we had.
Yeah.
Of people eloping. And I thought the list was pretty good. Like Tom Brady, he did it. Kelly Clarkson.
Kelly Pickler is another one.
Yeah.
And they swear by it. They said it was the best decision.
So I know we got a couple of texts of some people kind of weighing in. Not everybody agrees, though, that it's the way to go.
Yeah, we got someone from Tampa that did not agree. They said, we considered eloping but ended up having an intimate 75-person wedding. It was amazing and the best decision for us. Having friends and family there on the biggest day of your life is unbeatable. That's the thing I keep going back and forth with.
But you can still have the party.
I know, but they won't
invite all your friends.
When I'm like walking down the aisle. You know,
I know, but it only matters to you and your fiance, whatever you decide that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know. I just got to decide.
I just feel like with eloping, you can have anything you want. There'll be no judgment at the wedding, but then the party can just be a big blow and you can have fun either way.
Yeah, I really do like that idea.
Shannon's been holding on for a minute. Welcome, Shannon.
So my husband and I have both, this is our second marriage, and we both had huge weddings the first time, and then the second time we went to the courthouse.
Really? I think that's so interesting. Yeah.
That's more common, isn't it? The second marriage is more, people lean towards eloping.
Yeah.
Yeah, we both were like, we've done that before. It was a cluster, you know what, and we were like, heck no. He proposed on April 29th, and we got married on May 15th at the courthouse.
Two weeks turnaround. I love it. So what do you do, like, right after the courthouse? Like, you're there. Like, we went to a bar. But, like, what do you guys do right after?
We had lunch at Acropolis and
the Greek
drank
tavern.
Some beers and chilled. We were at the courthouse in downtown Tampa, so we just went to Ybor and hung out.
Just like it's so fun.
A couple of cocktails and everything?
Yeah. I mean, we have 5 kids between the two of us, so we were just like, we're good. We don't need, like, all the hoopla.
Right.
I'm with you, and I think that shows too, that you're marrying the right person because you don't need all of the stuff. It's really not what it's about. I mean, not that you can't have a big wedding if that is your thing and you want to do it, but I think there is something really cool about just knowing that you're that comfortable, that you could go to the courthouse, go to Ybor afterwards, and that's all you need.
100%. Because obviously the first time with these big weddings meant absolutely nothing to the actual marriage itself. So the fact that we just like, we're like, he gave me the ring and we were like, bam, all right, let's go. Like, it was just
bam. Awesome.
Our bam. Came,
wham, bam. Thank you, bam. Bam.
Thank you, Shannon. That was a good call. I keep the text coming in because Melanie is just, she's just glued onto the text screen.
Yeah.
About your thoughts on eloping or any other ideas. 800-992-1099.
And listen, if I had an unlimited budget.
Well, sure.
Don't get me wrong. Because people are saying, I had this big wedding. It was great. Absolutely. Who wants to write the check? But I got to pay for it at
the end
of the day.
Right, you're footing the bill on this. Yeah. So, yeah. All right, keep the text coming in. 800-992-1099.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.